Exercises 24 and 25. Plants need metals if they are to grow and develop properly. They need more of some metals than others. Metals such as potassium and calcium are required in relatively large amounts, and an excess of either does no harm. Other metals such as copper and zinc are essential for the activity of vital enzymes. But any more than a trace amount damages these enzymes irreversibly. Soils that contain high concentrations of such metals are usually extremely toxic. Some plants can grow on these toxic soils. Either they limit their uptake of the metal, or they have an internal mechanism that renders the metal harmless. Tolerant plants have high concentrations of metals in their tissues. Clearly, they might have evolved a way to protect their life processes. No one knows precisely how they do it, but physiologists have proposed a number of mechanisms. Tolerant plants might have evolved specific mechanisms whose only function is to detoxify the metal. Or they might have modified a normal metabolic pathway to deal with the metal. Some researchers suggest that enzymes in tolerant plants are modified so that they continue to function in the presence of high concentrations of metals. This would require such extensive changes to so many proteins that it seems unlikely, and most experiments to test the possibility have ruled it out. Another suggestion is that once the metal gets inside a plant's cells, they produce compounds that bind to the metal in the cytoplasm. Once bound, the metal complex may stay in the cytoplasm or move to another part of the cell, preventing further contact with metabolic processes. In either case, the toxicity of the metal is greatly reduced.